连个话筒好像。
Can you hear me? Yeah, we're good? All right, so I don't need So, again, like I said, it's always good to come here.
啊，非常高兴来到这里。
Somewhat of a long drive.
虽然要花很长的时间开过来。
Rethink about how to deliver the message.
但是在我开车的时候，也可以花时间来思想怎样讲今天的道。
Even if the night, before, the week before, when I rethink of the message again, there's always something else, that can be refined.
尽管我提前一个星期或者昨天晚上还在思想我要怎么讲到，但其实可以一直的改进。
So this is today's topic. It says something worth thinking unceasingly for.
今天讲到的题目是一件值得常常感谢的事，
Unceasingly and without stopping.
就是要常常感谢。
It's interesting that the other verse that you picked was also from the same book, First Thessalonians.
今天的金句也是在《帖撒罗尼迦前书
Oh, I forgot. I got it. Technology. Interesting thing. All right. So, to say you need to give thanks always, right? 凡事谢恩, right?
《帖撒罗尼迦书》前书说我们要凡事谢恩。
So the one question that I'm going to ask you to think in the beginning,
所以开始我要问大家一个问题。
and hopefully by the end of this message, after you leave this room, you will continue thinking.
希望讲到结束，你离开的时候能够继续的思想。
Is exactly what are you thanking for in your life?
就是在你的生命当中，你为什么事情来感谢呢？
What are the things or people or matters that you thank for?
你感谢什么样的事情，或者感谢什么样的人呢？
And also, how long do you thank those for?
而你的感谢会持续多久呢？
How many of you work, have a job, like a daily job that you deal with supervisors?
我们当中有多少人每天在工作？你有
Yeah.
你的管理者，
Many of you, right?
有很多人，是不是？
So sometimes your managers or supervisors or CEOs of companies will send out thank you emails.
有些时候公司的领导会发出感谢信。
They will thank their employees for their contribution, for the time spent, for their sacrifice to the company.
他们会感谢员工为着公司的付出。
Some coworkers, right? If you work with your teammates, you will thank each other for the work that they've done.
而同事之间也会互相感谢。
Sometimes these kind of thanks, this kind of thanksgiving, is just an official. It's the same letter every year. It's just the year change.
通常这样的感谢信内容都很相似，常常只是改一下年份而已。
Sometimes you may need to think a little bit more, right? If you're writing a card to thank other people for, you need to think about it.
有的时候你需要花一些心思来写这些感谢信。
But sometimes you will find out that you run out of things to thank for.
但是，你常常发现你没有什么值得感谢的事。
I remember when I got married, I was writing thank you notes, right? Thank you cards to those people that attended my wedding.
我记得我刚结婚之后，我就写感谢信，感谢那些来参加我的婚礼的人。
The most difficult part is to finish that pile of letter, thank you letter.
要把那些信都写完是一件很困难的事情。
Because sooner or later I run out of things to say.
因为很快我就没有感谢的话要说了。
Even though it's to different people, but my personality is like I would like to write something different to different people.
因为是要对不同的人，我的性格是对普通的人要写不同的话。
Sometimes to some people it's easy to write something.
对一些人非常容易可以写感谢的话。
Sometimes I stare at the card and I will just say, okay, so what are the things I can thank him for?
有些时候我就盯着一张卡片，在想我究竟可以写什么感谢的话给这个人呢？
You know, now we come to this portion of the passage in the Bible.
让我们来看圣经当中这一段经文。
We also find that Paul has something to thank for.
我们发现保罗有一些感恩的事情。
But what's interesting is that this is something that he thanks for always.
有意思的是，保罗说他为这件事情常常感恩。
Or in some translation of the Bible, it says that he's thanking for unceasingly.
有一些翻译版本是说他不间断地为这些事情感恩。
You know, if we think a little bit harder about this, what could be some of the things in our lives that we always or unceasingly thank for?
如果我们仔细想一想的话，在我们的生活当中，有什么事情是值得我们一直来感恩的呢？
You know, when you think really hard about
如果你仔细想的话，
it's actually you will find that it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to find things or people in our lives that we always thank for.
你就会发现，找一件，一直值得感谢的事，或者一位一直值得感谢的人，是非常困难的一件事。
So as we come to this passage,
那我们来到这段经文，
it's very interesting of what Paul wrote here.
保罗写的非常有意思。
You know, a lot of times, you know, I remember before when I came here, I re reminded brothers and sisters. When before I came here, I reminded brothers and sisters.
我在来之前，我，
No, before 我之前来过的时
哦
候，我
，sorry，
提醒
呀，
过弟兄姐妹。
我之前来的时候提醒过弟兄姐妹。
When you read the Bible, don't just read it through and say, "Oh, this is something that's really good. This sounds very nice." Okay, and then move on.
当你读经的时候，不要仅仅只读了一遍，然后说啊，非常好，非常好，然后继续往后读。
Because when you put yourself into the words that the Bible is saying,
因为当你把自己放到这个经文当中的时候，
often you will find a little bit more treasure that you can dig out.
你常常会发现你可以挖掘出一些宝贝。
And the treasure here in this passage, one of the treasures, is the question we ask. How is it that Paul can continuously, unceasingly thank for?
而从这段经文当中，我们能挖出来的一件宝贝，就是在思想保罗可以对什么样的事情，他是怎么做到对这些事情一直心存感恩的。
So let's take a look at this Bible, you know, this passage together. If you can, please turn your Bible with me. And, you know, I'm going to follow verse by verse very closely. So if you have questions of what I'm saying, a lot of times if you go back to the Bible, maybe you'll see it right away. Okay, so open your Bible from verse chapter 1, verses 2 through 5. We'll follow very closely.
所以请大家打开圣经《帖撒罗尼迦前书》1章2到5节，我们会来一节一节的来讲解这段圣经。
So first, before we dive into the text, just a little bit more information on the text that we are reading today.
那在我们深入也查考这些经文之前，我们先要介绍一些背景。
If you read verse 2 through 4,
如果你看第2节到第4节的话，
you will find, can we go to the first slide, please? If you read verses 2 through 4,
如果你读第2节到第4节，
verses 2 through 4 is actually a really, really long sentence.
第2节到第4节其实是一句很长的话。
It's three verses, but it's one complete sentence.
它虽然是3节经文，但其实它是只有一句话。
we have to understand this in order to not read out of the context.
那我们需要理解，它是一句话，不然的话，我们可能会断章取义。
There are so many big words in these three verses.
在这3节当中有一些很大的词。
If you look at it talks about love.
如果你看的话，你会发现它是在讲爱，
It talks about hope.
在讲盼望，
It talks about faith.
在讲信心。
Really familiar, right? Love. faith and hope.
非常的熟悉, 是吧? 信望,
Right? It talks about the gospel.
他在讲福音,
it talks about the Holy Spirit.
在讲圣灵,
it talks about the power.
在讲全能,
but when we read this text, please be careful. You cannot separate any of these and start talking about it alone.
那我们要小心，就是我们不能分开来取一段，然后来读。
Sometimes people love to talk about the Holy Spirit using this passage.
有些人喜欢用这一段话来讲圣灵。
But they forgot to talk about the other sections of this passage.
而忘记了讲其他的部分。
Sometimes people love to use this to talk about love.
有时候人喜欢用这一段来讲爱。
But they forgot about the other parts of this passage.
但是忘记了另外的部分。
We have to look because this is one sentence.
那我们必须要来查看,
We have to look at it holistically, entirely.
我们要完整的来看这一段。
So verse 2.
那第二节,
it says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers.
第二节说,我为你们众人常常感谢神,祷告的时候提到你们。
So when we come to verse 2, we see Paul said that they give thanks to God always for the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica.
当我们看第二节的时候，会看到保罗说：“我们常常为你们感谢神。”
In Chinese, it says often, right? 常常,
right?这里的常常是有点就是一会儿来，一会儿来，一会儿来。
But you can see in all the other original translation, and if you look at the Greek, it's the word always.
但是如果你看其他文字的话，它是说不间断的、一直的。
Not often.
不是经常的。
Always.
是一直。
You know, in Acts 17, if you know a little bit of the background of the book of Thessalonians.
如果你读过《使徒行传》第17章的话，你可能会了解帖撒罗尼迦的一些背景。
You will know that Paul and Silas went to Thessalonica.
你读到保罗和希拉他们去到帖撒罗尼迦。
They spent a time of anywhere from 2.5 weeks to 4 weeks to 3 weeks. Not a lot of people know exactly how long, but about 2 to 3 weeks.
你知道保罗和希拉他们在帖撒罗尼迦花了大概2周半或者到4周，就是3周左右的时间。
And later they were chased away.
之后他们就被赶逐出去了。
But however, in those 2 to 3 weeks, a church was born.
但是在那两三周之间，就有一个教会被建造起来。Some
of the Jews and many of the Gentiles came to believe in the Lord.
有一些犹太人，还有很多的外邦人来相信神。Right?
So you can see that this church was born in a hastily manner.
所以你就知道，帖撒罗尼迦教会是在一个非常快的时间内建立起来。And
then Paul left.
之后保罗就离开了。
So this was a letter written back to that church.
所以这是保罗离开之后又写信回到这个教会。And
here Paul is expressing his thanksgiving to God. But for what?
那保罗在这里说他要感谢神,但是感谢什么呢?
Here he is saying he's thanking God for all of the brothers and sisters.
这里说为着所有的弟兄姐妹,为着众人。
And here, it's not only Paul praying here, but it's also with Silas and Timothy, because he said, we, all right? So it's not Paul alone that's giving thanks unceasingly. There are two important things for us to note here.
所以这里我们要注意两件事情。
First, they gave thanks not only for a few of the brothers and sisters.
首先他感谢的不是说为少数几个人感谢神,
but for all of the brothers and sisters.
而是为所有的弟兄姐妹,为众人。
You know, this is something that's extraordinary.
这是一件非常不同寻常的事情。
Let's think about it a little bit.
我们来思考这件事。
Digest it, right?
我们消化这一段。
In our prayers,
在我们的祷告当中,
in your prayers,
在你的祷告当中,
who do you pray for?
你为谁祷告呢?
Maybe we will pray for some of the brothers and sisters that are dear and near to us, right?
也许我们会为一些我们很亲近的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Maybe beyond giving prayers, maybe sometimes we will give thanks to God for having them in our lives.
那我们常常也会为着神把这些人放在我们生命当中而感谢神。
But what about giving thanks for those who we don't know much?
但是对于那些我们不太熟悉的人，你会为他们献上感恩吗？
What about giving thanks to those who have offended us?
甚至对于那些冒犯我们的人，你会为他们感恩吗？
Let's think about it.
我们来仔细想一想。
The ones who offended us.
对于那些冒犯我们的人，我们会感恩吗？
Maybe you're all better than I.
或许你们都比我好。
When I think of the word someone or the person who offended me, immediately I have someone in my head.
当我说冒犯我的人的时候，我的脑海里立马就浮现出来一个人。
I don't need to work very hard to think of someone who offended me.
我不需要思考很久才能想出来那些冒犯我的人。
So think with me.
那么，请大家跟着我一起来想。
Okay, if you're about the same as me,
如果你跟我一样的话。
maybe you have that person in your mind right now.
也许你的脑海里已经有那些冒犯过你的人。
Do you thank God for that person?
你为那个冒犯你的人感谢神吗？
What about giving, furthermore,
那更深来说，
what about giving thanks for those who don't like us?
对于那些不喜欢你的人，你会感恩吗？
Sometimes it's harder to deal with people that don't like us than to people that have offended us, right?
有些时候，跟不喜欢你的人打交道，甚至难过那些冒犯过你的人。
Do you pray? Do you thank, give thanks for those people?
你会为这些人感恩吗？
If we think deeply and in a very actual, factual term, if we face it, if we face reality,
如果我们仔细思想，我们面对现实的话，
it's very, very hard to thank God for every brothers and sister in the church, isn't it?
你就会发现，你要为着教会里的每一个人来感谢神，是非常困难的一
I'm
件
not
事。
talking about the universal church. Oh, you know, church throughout the ages, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about that.
我不是在说所有的教会，
I'm talking about this church.
我是在说这一个教会，
Right here.
就是在这里的教
It's
会，
difficult, if
是非。
not impossible.
如果不是不可能的话，那是一也是一件非常困难的事。
If you're honest with yourself,
如果你对自己是诚实的话，
if you will find it's impossible.
你就会发现很困难。
But yet here Paul says they thank God for all of them.
但是这里保罗说，为你们众人，就是为他们所有的人。
No exception.
没有例外。
And what's more is that they give thanks to God always, unceasingly, for all of them.
而且保罗他们是一直为这些人感谢神。
I can tell you, if you again think with me a little bit, most of the things that we thank for.
我可以告诉你，如果你跟我一起思想的话，我们通常感谢的事情是。
You know, most of the things that we thank for, we will not thank for them for very long, right?
通常值得我们感谢的事情，我们也不会感谢很久。
For example, sometimes we say that we thank God for the job he has given us.
比如说，我们常常会说感谢神赐给我一份工作。
How long does that thank last for?
但是这样的感谢会持续多久呢？
I remember when I got out of college.
我记得我刚大学毕业的时候。
Because it's a work study program, so I worked for a whole year as a full-time job in a really good pharmaceutical company for an entire year.
因为我刚开始的那个工作是可以工作学习，所以我花了一整年的时间，非常喜欢我的工作。
They actually, before I graduated, they actually gave me the official title of manufacturing engineer in that company.
在我还没有毕业的时候，这个公司就给了我一个生产工程师的一个头衔。
It's a huge global company called Johnson & Johnson.
这是一间国际大公司，叫做强生。
The manager before I left, okay, before I left for like 2 months, I have to finish my study. The super my manager a 50-year-old man hugged me, cried and cried, and said, you have to come back.
当我要离开2个月去完成我的学习的时候，我的管理者就说，他抱着我，然后边哭边说：“你要回来，你要回来。
And I said, of course, why not? I will come back,
”
right?
我说我当然会回来，为什么不来呢？
But then guess what? Johnson & Johnson for the last 30 years had 6 months of hiring freeze. 过去的30年里面，它有6个月的 hiring freeze，就是
还有
不收人。
就是在30年当中，他们有半年不招收，不招新人。
You know when did that 6 months happen?
你知道那6个月是什么时候吗？
When I graduated.
就是我毕业的时候，
So I can't go back.
所以我不能回到那间公司。
All right, I can't go back. So for about 5, 6 months or so, I was looking for a job.
所以那5、6个月时间我在找工作。
And I told God, God, give me a job. I will offer my life to you.
然后我就跟神说：“主啊，如果你给我一份工作的话，我会把我的生命献上给你。
And after about 5 months, God gave me a job.
然后5个月之后，我找到了一份工
How
作。
long did I thank God for that job?
你猜我花了多久来感
I
谢
can
神呢？
tell you at most 3 months.
所以我可以告诉你，我最多有3个月的时间是为这件事情感谢神的。
You know, it's really interesting. We don't thank God for things for very long.
非常有意思的就是，我们感谢神，常常不会感谢很久。
What about sometimes we say we thank God for someone in our lives?
那有的时候我们会为神把一个人带到我们生命当中来感谢神。
Oh, last week we had a wedding in our church.
上周在我们的教会有一场婚礼。
The young couple came from my small family group. We call small family group Friday night.
新的年轻人是来自我们的团契。
So I was the master of ceremony for this wedding.
所以我是婚礼的主持。
But I can't help but keep on thinking in the back of my mind.
但是我的脑子就一直停不下来，在想一件事，
Oh, they're so happy.
就是他们非常的高兴。
They were looking at each other, holding each other's hands, and saying the vows for how much they thank God for giving them to each other.
他们眼睛看着对方，牵着对方的手来说誓言，说他们为着彼此在生命当中出现，怎样感谢
I
神。
can't keep but help but think, how long will this last?
我就在想，这样的感谢会持续多久？
They better not hear this recording.
希望他们不要听到今天的录音。
Okay, but true, right?
但这是事实，对吧？
How long do you thank the person that you love for?
你会为你所爱的人，感谢神，感谢多久呢？
Maybe till the next argument.
或许直到下一场争吵的时候，
And then you got to build back up that thanks.
然后你要慢慢的再来把这个感谢建立起来，
And then till the next argument.
然后到下一次争吵的时候又没有，
And you just repeat.
然后你就一直循环。
You know, I we you know sometimes God give us a healing.
有的时候神会给我们医治。
Sometimes it's a healing physically, sometimes it's healing mentally.
有时候是身体上的医治，有时候是心理的医治。
How long does that thankfulness last?
那你对这样的事情会感谢多久呢？
We can see that I'm just giving you some examples, so hopefully you can think with me.
我只是在给大家一些例子，希望大家一直在跟着我的思路。
Most of the thankfulness that we have towards God dwindles
通常我们对神的感谢会很快的就消失掉。
as the next suffering comes,
像下一个困难来临的时候，
as the next challenge comes,
下一个挑战来临的时候，
as the next person that hurt us
或者
comes.
下一个伤害我们的人到来的时候。
But here, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, they're thanking God always.
但是这里保罗、希拉和提摩太他们一直感谢神，
And they're thanking God for all of the brothers and sisters.
他们为着所有的帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹感谢神。
This is something truly extraordinary.
这是非常不同寻常的一件事
This is
情，
not normal.
这不是一件正常的事。
So we ask,
那么我们要问，
why?
为什么他们要感谢呢？
how can they do something that is so unusual in the human world?
他们怎么会做这么一件不同寻常的事情呢?
Verse 3.
那我们来看第三节。
Talks about the why.
他们这一节告诉我们为什么。
It says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father.
第三节说，在神我们的父面前，不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。Here
we find the first reason.
我们找到第一个原因在这里。
They can give such a big thanks to God.
他们能给神这么大的感恩。
It's because there's something extraordinary at work in the church of Thessalonica.
因为在帖撒罗尼迦教会发生了不同寻常的事情。
That there's something so special happening in that church that Paul and Silas and Timothy that they cannot stop giving thanks to God for.
因为有一些特别的事情发生在帖撒罗尼迦教会，所以保罗、希拉、提摩太他们要 一直不停地感谢神。
There are three things that's happening in that church.
在这间教会发生了三件事。
It's the work of faith.
是,
信心,
信心所做的功夫,
labor of love.
因爱心所受的劳苦,
and the patience of hope.
因盼望所存的忍耐,
these three things.
这三件事情。
First, the work of faith.
第一件信心所做的功夫。
We'll dive deeper, a little bit deeper into each of these.
我们会每一条都会讲深一点。
But keep in mind, this is exactly what Paul is thanking for.
但是请大家记住，这是保罗他感恩的事情。
This here it says work of faith.
这里说信心所做的功夫。
This is the faith is not that we this faith is not something we have that just something we do on Sundays.
这个信心不是只有星期天才有的。
You know, as the book of James said,
就像雅各书所说的,
chapter 2, verse 14, it says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Do you want to be shown, you foolish people, that faith apart from works is useless?
雅各书二章说，我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
So this faith is not have, it is not something that we come when we need help.
我这里所说的信心不是说当我们需要帮助的时候我们才有的。
This faith is not just something that will come and help us to solve our lives, our troubles in life.
这个信心不是说我们需要解决生活的困难的时候才有的。
This work of faith is talking about the work that's in our lives that will continuously to mold us and change us.
这里所说的信心所做的功夫是在我们生命当中一直持续影响、持续改变我们的。
That this faith is something that will change us to a point that eventually there will be the work that comes from our faith that will be shown out.
这里这个信心所做的功夫，它会一直在我们里面动工，直到我们有一些做出来的工作能够显示里面的信心。Please
be careful. This is not to say that, okay, now you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, so you have to work harder.
我的意思不是说你对主有信心，所以你需要更努力的工作。This
faith of work that Paul is talking about, the work of faith that Paul is talking about is that because these Thessalonian brothers and sisters, they have faith in God.
而这里保罗所说的信心所做的功夫是说，因为帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹，他们有信心，对着神有信心。
That this faith will work in their lives.
而他们对神的信心会做工。
To change them, to mold them,
right.
So that one day there will be real work that's shown out.
因为这样的信心会改变他们，所以有一天他们会结出果子来。
That eventually this faith is at work, and the result of this faith will be shown out.
因为这个信心在做工，所以 最终果子会结出来。
That is the work of faith.
这样才是信心所做的工。
You know, the city of Thessalonica.
大家知道帖撒罗尼迦城。
Just like the city of Corinth.
像哥林多城一样。
Just like the city of Ephesus.
像以弗所城一样。
It's a large, thriving city.
是一个很大很繁华的城市。
It's filled with idol worshiping.
里面充满了偶像崇拜。
You know, this church, remember from Acts 17, is that most of the people, they were actually Gentiles.
大家记得《使徒行传》说，这间教会很多的人原来都是外邦人。
Many of the people here, they were idol worshippers before.
很多人都是以前都是崇拜偶像的人。
You know, they lived in a large city situated on a very important highway of the Roman Empire.
他们生活在罗马帝国一个非常大的城市，这个城市靠近一条高速公路。
You know, but now their lives, so there's a lot of commercial, a lot of different idol worshiping, a lot of different cultures in that city.
在这个城市当中有很多的不同的文化，不同的商业。
But now their lives were changed by Christ.
但是现在他们的生命被基督所改变。
Their lives were changed by their faith.
他们的基督，他们的生命因他们的信心所改变。
And this faith is working in them.
他们这个信心在他们里面做工。
That they need to live a different life from everybody around them.
所以他们要跟周围的人过一个很不一样的生活。
You know, this faith will keep on telling them, hey, you need to be different, you need to be different.
而这个信心会告诉他们说，你们要不一样，你们要跟人不一样。
You see, and that's the work of faith.
这是信心所做的工。
Faith will give us a way to live.
信心会带我们以一种方式来生活。
And this way of living will affect our entire life.
而这样的生活方式会改变我们一生。
On August 8th, 1955.
在1958年8月8号。
1955.
1955年8月8号。
Early morning.
一个早上。
Brother 王明道。
王明道弟兄。
In China.
在中国。
He was a faithful servant in the Lord.
他是主的忠心的仆人。
That early morning on August 5th, he and his wife and 18 other believers, as they were gathering, they were arrested.
在那天早上，他和他的妻子还有18位同工被一起抓捕。
He was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
他被判处15年监禁。
But at the same time, he was continuously intimidated and persecuted while he was in prison.
当他在监狱里的时候，他被一直在被折磨。
So due to his fear for his life and big stress, tremendous stress in his life.
因着他对失去生命的恐惧以及他所受到的压迫。
He finally wrote a letter of confession to the communist government.
那他最后就向政府写了一封忏悔信。
He condemned his faith in Christ.
他谴责他在基督里的信仰。
He condemned his own preaching. He condemned his church.
他也谴责他自己的教导，也谴责他的教会。
In September 1956, about a year later,
大概过了一年后，在1956年9月份
，In a public gathering,
在一个公开的聚集当中
，He publicly rejected his faith and condemned all Christian activities in China.
他在中国公开的否认了自己的信仰，也公开的谴责教会的一些活动。
Immediately,
那立马
he was freed and came out of prison.
他就被释放，然后出监狱。
That's 1956.
这是1956年。
But this faith he has,
但是他里面的信心
，the work of faith,
信心所做的功夫
，cannot let him go.
没有放过他。
He couldn't live with what he has done.
他不能忍受自己所做的。
In front of the Lord Jesus Christ, he couldn't live with what he's done.
在主耶稣面前，他不能忍受自己所做的事情。
In 1958,
在1958年
he and his wife together,
他和他的妻子一起
reproclaimed their faith.
又重新宣告他们的信仰。
Rejected what he wrote to the government before.
否认了他们之前所写的信。
And they turned themselves in. and say, it's okay.
他们说没有关系。
You can imprison.
你可以把我抓起来。
I can't give up the Lord Jesus.
我不能放弃主耶稣。
He was sentenced to life in prison.
他被判终身监禁。
Brothers and sisters, this faith that we have isn't just something that's a knowledge in our head.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们所有的信心不仅仅是知识。
It's something that's not just external to our lives that we come and do and practice our faith every Sunday.
也不是每个星期天我们要外在表现出来的一个信心。
If you have true faith,
如果你有真正的信心,
that's a big if. If you have true faith,
如果你有真的信心,
this faith will keep on working in your lives and change your life and change the way you live.
这个信心会在你里面一直做工，会改变你的生活。
If our faith is true,
如果我们的信心是真的,
it will feel very, very strange and wrong if we do not live according to how our Lord Jesus wants us to live.
那么如果我们有这样的信心，却不按照主耶稣要我们过的方式来生活的话，那么我们会不会感觉非常的奇怪？
If you read on later on in the book of Thessalonians,
如果你读过《帖撒罗尼迦前书》后面的话呢？
you will see that this group of brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, they gave up their idols.
你就会发现在帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹们，他们完全的放弃了他们所崇拜的那些偶像。
They rejected their idols.
他们拒绝他们的偶像。
And they turned back to the Lord Jesus.
他们转向耶稣。
You think that's simple to do?
你觉得这是一件很容易的事，很容易的事。
What if you're in a family, the husband believed in the Lord Jesus, but the wife didn't?
如果你生活在一个家庭里，丈夫相信，但是妻子不相信。
What if the vice versa?
或者妻子相信，丈夫不相信。
What if you believe your parents don't?
或者你相信，但是你的父母不相信。
What if you believed, but all your coworkers are still grabbing you and go and worship the idol?
或者你相信，但是你周围所有的人都不相信，而他们还抓着你要去崇拜偶像。
This is the work of faith in their lives.
这是他们信心所做的工作。
And this is something that's very hard for men to do.
这对于人来说是非常难做到的事情。
Paul is thanking God for giving them this.
而保罗为着神所给他们的信心所做的功夫而感谢神。Second,
the labor of love.
第二点，爱心所受的劳苦。This
is the continuation of the work of faith.
这是信心所做的功夫的继续。
You see, if you truly love someone,
如果你真正爱一个人的话,
you will naturally want to do something for that person.
很自然的你会愿意为他做一些事情。
You don't need another person to tell you, hey, it's time to do something good for that person you love.
你不需要别人告诉你说现在是时候你要做一些事情给你爱的人。
From small things as pouring a cup of water,
像小事情说给他倒一杯水。
from larger things such as supporting a family,
或者从大来说你工作养家糊口。
or to a greater scope, taking care of brothers and sisters.
或者更大范围的你来关怀弟兄姐妹。
If there is love,
如果有真的爱,
if there is true love,
如果有真爱,
there will naturally be labor.
通常很自然的会有劳苦。
You will find that if there's true love, love will not just be on the lips of people.
如果有真的爱，这个爱不会只表现在嘴上。
There will be true actions and displays of this love.
会有实际的行动来展示这样的爱。
So these Thessalonian brothers and sisters, they have these as well.
而帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹，他们也有爱心所受的劳苦。
Finally, there's the patience of hope.
第三点是为着盼望所存的忍耐。
You know, hope is a powerful thing.
你知道，希望、盼望是一个很有能力的事情。
It allows us to live through the darkest of times.
它可以让我们度过困难的时候。You
know, as you read on to the rest of the, you know, the Thessalonian the letter, you can see brothers and sisters, they were living under great pressure.
如果你读过《帖撒罗尼迦》后面的话，你会发现。 那里的弟兄姐妹他们在遭受很大的逼迫压力，sorry，
But they have hope.
但是他们有希望。
You know, I visited a World War I museum in Kansas City before.
我去过堪萨斯城一个世界第一次大战的博物馆。
You know, this is a war where sometimes 10,000 soldiers die in a day.
在这场战争当中，有的时候一天会死上万个士兵。
If you read the Battle of Somme, which is one of the bloodiest battles in human history, 索姆战役。
如果你读过索姆战役这样的诗，
Yeah, the Battle of Somme. So,
就是索
索
姆
姆
战
战
役的
役
记
，yeah.
录，对。
About 300,000 people died.
有30万人
And that's on record.
有记录的有30万人。
So there's trench warfare, and I saw this really special letter.
甚至在地那个战壕里有士兵在写信。
So in that museum, there's this real letter of this young soldier that he wrote back to his mother.
有一个年轻的士兵写信给他的妈妈。
And you can see the scribbles there shaking.
你可以看到他的笔迹是颤抖的。
Because constantly there were, you know, bombardments, you know, along the battlefield.
因为在那个战场上，不停的有炸弹在爆
And you
炸。
can see that in the letter he has this thing called hope.
你可以在他所写的信当中发现一件事情，就是盼望。
What he's hoping for is that one day he will be able to go back and see his mother.
他盼望着有一天他可以回到家里见到他的母亲。
You know, I just last year I also visited Auschwitz.
就在去年我也去过奥斯维辛集
You
中营。
know, I don't know if I shared with you before, but this is the largest death camp in Poland.
我不知道我有没有跟你们分享过，但是这是一个波兰最大的集中营，
There's two different types of camps in World War II.
在二战的时候有两种集中营，
There's the concentration camp,
有一个是集中起来的，
and there's the death camp.
还有一个是死亡营。
Auschwitz is a death camp.
而奥斯维辛集中营是一个死亡集中营。
There's only one purpose, no other purpose, one purpose for this kind of camp to exist.
这些集中营存在的目的只有一个，
Which is to send people over there and kill them.
就是把人放进去，然后杀掉他们。
And it's a laboratory on studying how can we kill someone in a more efficient way.
而在这里，他们会研究怎样能够更有效率的把人杀死。
In about 3.5 years,
在3年半当中，
in that one location,
就在那一个地方，
about 1.1 million people died.
有110万人死在那里。
They were killing people so much.
他们杀了很多人，
On average, they're killing about 1,100 per day.
他们每天平均要杀1100个人。
They cannot kill enough of them.
他们没有不能够满足。
They started burning them in broad daylight.
他们就把要把他们烧死，
I bought a book
我买了一本书，
from that camp.
从那个集中营里边。
If you go to the souvenir store of that camp, they don't sell a lot of souvenirs. 纪念品店。
Sorry，如果你去那的话，他们不卖很多纪念品，
There's not that many things.
没有很多东西在卖。
There are few books in that store.
有一些书，
I bought one of the books.
我买了其中的一本，
It's written by one of the Christians that actually survived the camp.
是一位幸存下来的基督徒所写的。
In that book, it described how they gathered and fellowshipped and worshiped God and prayed in that camp.
在那本书里记载了他们当时在那个集中营里边怎么一起来，有团契一起来祷告。
You will find to them hope is very real.
你会发现，对于他们来说，盼望是非常真实的一件
The
事。
hope towards the Lord Jesus Christ's salvation is very real.
因着耶稣基督救恩的盼望是非常真实的一件
That's
事。
the only reason why they were able to survive
这是他们能够活下来的唯一的原因。
and not kill themselves.
而他们没有去自杀。
You know, the Thessalonian brothers and sisters, they also have hope.
而帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹，他们也有这样的盼望。
And here it says, patience of hope.
所以他们这里所说的是，因着盼望所存的忍耐，
Because they have hope,
因为他们有盼望，
they have this patience to wait.
所以他们可以忍耐等候，
To wait for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
等候耶稣再来，
To live through the kind of persecutions that they're living through.
来经经过来忍耐他们所受的迫害。
You know, it's very tempting if you think about it for these people to go back to the old ways they live.
你可以想象，让他们回到以前的生活，对他们来说非常有诱惑力。
Idol worshipping,
崇拜偶像，
lust,
一些情欲的东西，
cheating, treachery.
一些背叛。
It's very tempting to live back into the worldly manner.
对于他们来说，回到世俗的生活是非常有吸引力的。
But these brothers and sisters, they had the patience of hope.
但是这些弟兄姐妹，他们有。因着盼望所存的忍耐，
This is the hope that kept them going.
这是让他们能够继续生活下去
And
的
more
盼望。
importantly, here it says, this is the hope that's in what? That's in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而这里所说的他们的盼望是在耶稣基督里。
It's not a hope towards a person or something or hope towards the government.
不是对人或者对政府有信心，有
This
盼
is
望。
the hope towards the Lord Jesus Christ.
而是对着耶稣基督的盼望，
You know, this is the Jesus that rose from the dead.
这是那位从死里复活的耶稣。
And if you read on in the book of Thessalonians, Paul keep five times mentioned the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
如果你读过《帖撒罗尼迦前书》，你会发现，保罗有5次提到耶稣再来。
He is trying to tell these brothers and sisters, hey, Jesus Christ will not fail.
他要告诉这些弟兄姐妹说。耶稣基督从来不会失败。
That one day you will see him.
有一天你会再见到，
No matter if it's in your flesh life or later on,
不管是你活着的时候，还是你死之后，
Jesus Christ is coming back.
耶稣基督他一定会再来。
You know, the Thessalonian brothers and sisters, they have faith, they had love, and they had hope.
所以，帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹，他们有爱心、有盼望、有信心。
You know, this is some wonderful, wonderful blessing that God has given.
这是神所赐给他们的非常奇妙的恩典，
But there's more.
但是还有更多。
That in this verse it says, the sight of God the Father.
在这一节，他说，在神我们的父面前，
That it's in the sight of God our Father.
就是在神我们的父眼睛前。
That while they're under these persecutions, That while they're under the
当
persecutions,
他们在这些逼迫当中，
that while they're under these challenges and difficulties,
当他们面对这些挑战、这些困难的时候，
God the Father has been there watching them all along.
天父就在那里，在天父的眼前，这些事发生。
You know, they are not just living and struggling in the world alone.
他们不是单独自己在世界上生活。
The faith that they have isn't the faith that's towards something that is dead.
他们所存的信心不是向着一些死去的东西所存的信
That
心，
God the Father is always there, has always been there.
而是父神一直在那里。
You know, this is what Paul was thanking God for.
这是保罗所要感谢神的，
They thank God always
他们一直在感谢神。
for all of the sisters, brothers and sisters in Thessalonica.
为着帖撒罗尼迦教会的所有的弟兄姐妹，
It's because they can see these great, beautiful, beautiful work of faith, love, and hope that's happening that God has blessed them with.
因为神把这些信望爱赐给他们，
And this All of these blessings is not because of anything that men have done.
而这些祝福不是因为人做了什么。
That all of these blessings are given by the Lord Jesus Christ.
而这些祝福都是从耶稣基督来的。
You know, Paul and Silas, they only spent 2, 3 weeks there.
你知道保罗和希拉只在那边待了大概两三个星
They
期。
didn't have time to have weekly Bible studies with these brothers and sisters.
他们没有每周跟这些弟兄姐妹一起查经。
They didn't know what will happen to this newborn baby church.
他们不知道这个新生的教会发生了什么事情。
What will happen to them?
他们会这个教会发生什么事呢？
Will they dwindle and just perish?
他们会不会很快的就消亡掉？
You know, under this great pressure and persecution from the government and from the people around them, will they just stop gathering?
当他们面对周围的人，面对政府的压迫和挑战的时候，会不会很快就不再去？
But when they first heard Timothy, he heard a good news from Timothy reporting back to him and say, "Hey, Paul, this church, it didn't cease to exist. It actually started to thrive."
而当他们听到提摩太告诉他们说，这个教会不单单没有，不单单生存了下来，而且生存得很好。
Paul understands.
保罗就理解。
This is not something that man can do.
这不是人所能做的事情。
This is only possible by the work of God.
这只有神能做这样的事情。
This is why Paul can continuously thank God for.
这是为什么保罗可以一直来感谢神。
You know, they thrived through the persecutions.
他们在这样的迫害当中存留了下来。
Verse 4. I know time is up.
第四
I
节。
gotta finish. Verse 4.
第四节。
It says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God.
被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙神拣选的。
I'm not going to talk about what election of God means.
我不会跟大家讲蒙神拣选是什么意思。
That will take forever.
因为那个会一直争论下去。
But there's one thing I know about the election of God.
但是对于神的拣选，我知道确定的是。
Is that all believers are of God's election.
就是所有信靠神的人都是神所拣选的。
And that God has elected them before the creation of the universe.
在创世以先，神就拣选了他们。
That's a fact.
这是事实。
If you believe in God,
如果你相信神，
if you truly believe in God,
如果你真的相信神，
you were elected.
你就是蒙神拣选的。
And this election was done before the creation of the universe.
而这个拣选在创世以前就有了。
We can talk about many other things later.
我们之后再讲其他的事。
Okay, so if we use these simple words,
如果我们来看这些简单的话，
it means that Paul knows that the Thessalonian brothers and sisters were chosen by God.
就是保罗知道帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹是蒙神拣选的。
And they are growing wonderfully because of this choosing.
而因着神的拣选，他们可以有很好的成长。
So to summarize what Paul is thanking for in verses 2 through 4,
那么我们总结一下保罗所感恩的事情，在第二节到第四节。
It summarizes what Paul is thanking for.
这里就总结保罗为着什么事情感恩。
Some actually said that this verse, this section, this whole sentence is Paul's praise towards God.
有人说这一段是保罗对神的赞美。
Or this, you know, this is Paul giving, or in other words, he's thanking God for these things.
也有人说这是保罗为着神所做的事感谢神。
He is thanking God for giving Thessalonian brothers and sisters faith, love, and hope.
他为着神赐给帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹兴旺爱，感谢神。
These are the most important ingredients in a Christian life.
这是一个基督徒生命当中很重要的、最重要的
东西。And guess what? These blessings were watched over by God.
而这样的祝福是在神眼前发生的。
And all of these blessings were given to them because these brothers and sisters were chosen by God.
而这些恩典赐给他们，是因为他们是蒙拣选的。
You see, here's a key point.
那这里有一个关键点。
These brothers and sisters, they were chosen by God not because how good they are.
这些人被神拣选不是因为他们很好。
It's because all because of God.
而是因为神。
They have love, faith, and hope. It's not because how good they are.
他们有信望爱不是因为他们很好。
It's because all these are given by God.
而是因为神给了他们这些。
God and God alone.
是神而且唯独神。
You know, this is something very, very important for us to understand.
这对于我们来说是非常重要的，需要理解。
A lot of times when we read the Bible, we will just unknowingly start to say, "Oh, we need to follow this good example of Paul."
有时候我们读圣经的时候，我们会下意识当中说，我们需要跟 跟随这样的好榜样。
We need to live a better Christian life. We need to follow the example of Peter.
我们需要像彼得一样过一个很好的基督徒生活。
Please, please remember.
但请大家记住。
The only reason why we are here.
我们在这里唯一的原因。
The only reason.
唯一的原因。
Is because of the grace of God.
是因为神的恩典。
It's not because how much you prayed.
不是因为我们祷告了多少。
It's not how good of a work or service you had in the church.
不是因着我们有多好好的服侍。
It's not because how good of a worship you've led.
也不是我们领了多好的敬拜。
The reason why you can have a little bit of faith.
你能有一点点信心的原因。
A little bit of love.
有一点点爱的原因。
A little bit of hope.
有一点点盼望。
Is only because God chose you.
只是因为神选了你。
Is only because God gave you.
只是因为神给了你。
Is only because God loved you.
因为只是因为神爱你。
That's it.
就是这么简单。
No other reason.
没有其他的原因。
And this is what Paul is thanking for.
而这就是保罗所要感谢的原因。
If he is thanking these brothers and sisters, thanking for these brothers and sisters because of some other good work that somebody else has done.
如果保罗为着其他人做的工作而感谢的话，
Trust me, it will not be for long.
那么你相信我，这个感谢不会持续很久。
He recognizes all these things are done by God.
保罗认识到这些工作都是神所做的。
And that's one of the reasons why he can keep on thanking God for it.
这是他为什么可以一直感谢的原因。
Verse 5, lastly.
最后一节。
It says, For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, in Holy Ghost, in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake.
第五节，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。
It talks about gospel came in power.
这里说，福音是靠着，也带着全能来。
Sometimes we think of the gospel, the power of the gospel as of something that's temporary.
有时候我们觉得福音的全能是暂时的。
You know, I don't know if you attend the Labor Day gospel camp, do you?
不知道你有没有参加劳工节的福音营。
No. Okay. But there's usually for our church, there's a Labor Day gospel camp.
我们教会在劳工节的时候有一个福音营。
It's many, many other churches gathered together.
许多的教会聚集在一起。
During that camp, we will have this prayer time, you know, while the speaker is speaking, we'll have a prayer room, we'll go back to the prayer room, we'll assign rotations of different churches, and we'll go and pray.
当那个福音营的时候，简然在前面讲到，后面会有一个祷告的祷告室，不同的教会会轮流进去。
Most often, I will hear this prayer.
经常我会听到这样的祷告。
Is that the gospel is also of your power?
常常祷告说，福音是神的大能。
Okay, I'm not saying that prayer is wrong.
我不是说这样的祷告不对。
That prayer is right.
这样祷告是正确的。
But there's something more to that.
但是有更多的是。
That this power of God is not just, oh, it will work in the gospel camp.
福音的大能不仅仅是在福音营会。
No, this power will continue to work in our lives.
福音的全能会持续的在我们生命当中做工。
This power of the gospel is that work of faith that will keep on working in our lives.
这福音的大能就是那个信心的功夫会一直在我们里面做工。
That the gospel is not just words or knowledge in our lives.
福音也不仅仅只是言语。
That gospel, or we call the good news, is the perfect gospel that will keep on working in our lives.
福音就是好消息，会一直在我们生命当中动工。
That it has the power to not only convert us to Lord Jesus Christ.
福音的能力不仅仅会让我们回转归向神。
But this power will continue to change our lives.
这样的全能会一直改变我们的生命。
You know, this gospel also, this power also came in the Holy Spirit as well, right?
而这个福音的大能也是从圣灵而来。
You know, this gospel is not only delivered by men.
这个福音不仅仅是人所传的。
But see here, it's actually delivered by the Holy Spirit.
也是借着圣灵传。
You know, the assurance here that's talked about.
你知道我们在这里所讲的确据吗？
There's a lot of assurance in this gospel.
在这个福音当中有很大的确据。
that this gospel is not just a ticket to go to heaven.
这个福音不仅仅是去往天堂的一张票。
That this gospel will continue for sure to continue to change our lives, to work.
而福音会一直改变我们的生活。
In the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, it says,
在腓立比书第一章说,
verse 6, right? It says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书一章六节说, 我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全之功, 直到耶稣基督的日子。
You know, the gospel assures us that God will complete his work.
而福音给我们一个信心,就是神会完成他的工作。
You know, what's really interesting in this passage?
在这一段有意思的是,
you can see three, God, the three, all mentioned here, right?
你可以看到三位圣父、圣子、圣灵都提到。
It talks about God our Father, right? Verses 2 through 5. It talks about God our Father.
他提到了圣父,
it talks about the Lord Jesus Christ.
提到了主耶稣基督,
and it talks about the Holy Spirit.
也提到了圣灵。
This is talking about God in his entirety working in all of our lives.
是说了神他完整的工作在我们生命当中的工作。
In all the different areas of our lives.
在我们生命当中的各方面。
In our love, in our faith, in our hope.
在我们的爱,我们的信,我们的望里边。
And you know, here, verse 5, the latter portion of verse 5 says, and you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake.
第五节后半段说,正如你们知道,我在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人。
This is a great conclusion to this entire short passage.
这是对于这一段来说是一个很好的总结。
Because Paul is saying to Thessalonian brothers and sisters,
因为保罗在告诉帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹,
this power,
这个权能,
this assurance,
这个信心,
this assurance,
确据,
this faith, this love, this hope,
这样的信心, 爱心和盼望,
that I'm describing to you,
我向你们所描述的,
it's not just some empty words.
不仅仅是一些空话,
it's actually worked in my life as well.
而在我的生命当中也在做工。
I've experienced it as well.
我经历过这样的做工。
It's not just something that I've heard from somebody else and I think, oh, it sounds really good, let me tell you again.
不仅仅是我道听途说的一些事情。
It's something that I've learned and I've lived in my life.
而是我所学习到的,我所经历过的。
In conclusion,
所以总结来说,
let me go back to my first question.
我要再回到我刚开始问的问题。
What do we think?
我们为什么感恩呢?
What do we think?
我们为什么事情感恩?
Paul's heart is filled with thanksgiving.
保罗的心里充满了感恩。
And this thanksgiving is not for something in this world.
而他所感恩的不是这些世俗的事情。
All things in this world will perish, you see?
世界上所有的事情都会过去。
You know, this thanks isn't for something that only gives our flesh happiness and joy.
这样感恩也不是因为我们身体上可以享受到的一些快乐。
But he is thanking this because he has seen God's work.
保罗的感恩是因为他看到了神的工作。
His faith is towards God and he knows God will not change.
他的信心是向着神的,他知道神不会改变。
His faith is towards God because and he knows that God has the power.
他的信心向着神,他也知道神有能力。
Sometimes we have faith towards the doctor, let's say.
有的时候我们是对着医生有信心。
But you know, doctor will fail you a lot of times.
但很多情况医生会
I've shared with you before, my eye had, you know, in the back of my eye, in my retina, there's a condition that the doctor has no way to solve.
我跟大家分享过,我的眼睛有一个疾病,医生们无能为力。
You know, my glasses is not for nearsighted or farsighted. My glasses is for reducing the effect of my retinal disease.
你知道我的眼睛不是近视也不是远视,而我的眼睛是为了纠正我眼睛的一些疾病。
Constantly, I'm reminded, hey, Jeff, if you put your faith in men, men will fail you at some point.
所以我就一直在提醒我自己,如果我把我的信心 放在人的身上，那么我一定会失望。
But the work of God will not fail.
啊，但是神不会让我
This
们
is
失望。
why Paul can give thanks to God always.
所以这是为什么保罗可以一直来感谢神。
You know, as you see in later verses,
那在后面的经文当中。
that the Thessalonian brother and sister, they actually became good examples for the Macedonia brothers and sisters.
啊，铁萨罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹，他们之后成了马其顿教会弟兄姐妹的榜样。
Thessalonian is a Thessalonica is a city.
啊，铁萨罗尼迦是一个城市，
Macedonia is a province.
而马其顿是一个省。
Their work, God gave them such a blessing that their work has perfected to a point where they became good examples for entire region of brothers
神给他们这样的恩典，让他们能够成为一个地区的榜样。
and sisters. May God help us to give us the right perspective.
啊，也愿神能够给我们这样的
Perspective,
观点。
观点. So this is nothing. You know, a lot of things, good things that you observe in the church.
有很多时候，你看到教会里的好事情。
If you thank God for some good things happening in the church because of some good work by other men.
如果你因为教会里有一些人做了好的事情，你就感谢神的话，
You understand what I'm trying to say? Some brothers and sisters were helped. Let's say, some brothers and sisters were helped by another brother and sister.
我再说的具体一点，就是比如说有一些弟兄姐妹被另外的弟兄姐妹帮助，
And you thank God for having that group of brothers and sisters to help others.
你为着这些帮助人的弟兄姐妹感谢神。
Please remind this, please remember this.
请记住，
One day you will be disappointed.
有一天你会失望。
Because you will find that this group of brothers and sisters that were helping these other people,
因为你会发现那些帮助人的弟兄姐妹们，
they will fail.
他们有可能会失败，
Maybe not right now.
可能不是现在，
Eventually they will.
但终究可能
You
会失
see what I'm
败。
trying to say?
你理解我所讲的。
But if you thank God for God's work in their lives,
但是，如果你为着神在他们生命当中所做的功而感谢神的
If
话，
you thank God, thank you so much for changing their lives.
如果你说神啊，感谢你在他们生命当中做工，
And God, thank you because I know you have the power and you will surely do it and complete your work.
你说感谢神，因为我知道你有能力，而且一定会做完你的事情。
If one day this group of brothers and sisters or this brothers or sister, if one day they failed,
那么，如果有一天这些弟兄姐妹他们失败，
If one day they did something that's not good,
如果有一天他们做了一些不好的事情，
you will still be able to thank God for them.
你还会为着他们来感谢神，
Because you know God's work in them,
因为你知道神在他们身上动工，
the work of the Holy Spirit in them
圣灵在他们身上动工，
will not stop.
他们不会那么失败。
You see, you are thanking God
你
for
在
them.
感谢神，为着他们。
You're not thanking God because of them.
你不是因为他们做好事情，你感谢
You're
神。
thanking God for them because of God.
因为你感谢神，是因为神在他们身上动工。
That's the key.
这是关键。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we pray for your own work through your words.
主，我们因着。你记得你的话所做的功，感谢你。
We pray for your continuous work in all of our lives.
主啊，我们求你继续在我们生命当中动工。
And we pray for that you can give us the perspective
主啊，求你在我们祷告的时候，你给我们这样的信念。
that we can see correctly on how to thank you,
让我们能够正确的感谢神。
on what to thank you for.
也让我们为正确的事情感谢神，
That we can see that is you and you alone
让我们知道唯独你
that's working in our lives.
在我们生命里动工，
And you alone that we need to thank for.
唯独你配得我们的感恩。
And we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名，
Amen.
Amen。